Welcome to Dublin City Libraries.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Kevin Street Library Quiz. Now, put your hands together for our host with the most, keeper of books, wearer of glasses, it's the man with an answer for everything, Kieran Hurley!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody, to the Kevin Street Library Quiz. I hope we're all having a lovely day today. We have, as usual, three rounds, six questions each. We'll get started straight away with round one. Philip. Question one. What Irish actor has starred in five of Christopher Nolan's films? What Irish actor has starred in five of Christopher Nolan's films? Question two. The quote, "You've kept us waiting 700 years, you can have your 7 minutes," is from which Irish film? "You've kept us waiting 700 years, you can have your 7 minutes," is a quote from which Irish film? Question three. What three feature films have Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks starred in together? And we'll give you 1 point for each correct answer. So, which three feature films have Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks starred in together? Question four. As of 2020, what is the combined Oscar wins for the following actors? Michelle Pfeiffer, Bradley Cooper, Kirk Douglas, Glenn Close, and Laura Linney. So what is the combined Oscar wins for the following actors as of 2020? Michelle Pfeiffer, Bradley Cooper, Kirk Douglas, Glenn Close, and Laura Linney. Question five. Where does the phrase silver screen come from? Where does the phrase silver screen come from? Question six, last question of the round. What 1927 musical was the first talkie film? What 1927 musical was the first talkie film? The end of round one brings us right up to the start of round two, literature. Question one. Ernest Vincent Wright's 1939 novel Gatsby is famous for being written without what? The 1939 novel Gatsby by Ernest Vincent Wright is famous for being written without what? Question two. Which playwright and author was twice awarded for his work with the French Resistance during the Second World War? Which playwright and author was twice awarded for his work with the French Resistance during the Second World War? Question three. The 50 Shades of Grey novels were originally written as fan fiction of what young adult series of books? The 50 Shades of Grey novels were originally written as fan fiction of what young adult series of books? Question four. Which work, adapted from a work by novelist Agatha Christie, is the longest continuously running play in history? So which piece of work, adapted from a work by novelist Agatha Christie, is the longest continuously running play in history? Question five. The Bard is the nickname for which playwright and poet? The Bard is the nickname for which playwright and poet? lastly, question six. The novel 1984 was published in what year? So we want to know, in what year was 1984 published? The answer is now for round one, Phil. Question one. What Irish actor has starred in five of Christopher Nolan's films? It is Cork's own Cillian Murphy. Question two. You've kept us waiting 700 years. You can have your 7 minutes. It's from which Irish film? Well done, those of you who got this. It is Michael Collins. Question three. What three feature films have Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks starred in together? And we had 1 point for each correct answer. They were Joe vs. the Volcano, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. Question four. What was the combined Oscar wins of the following actors as of 2020? Michelle Pfeiffer, Bradley Cooper, Kirk Douglas, Glenn Close, and Laura Linney. And the answer is zero. Yeah. Kirk Douglas did get an honorary Oscar, but he never won one outright. Question five. Where does the phrase silver screen come from? And it is from the construction of projector screens in cinemas in the 20s, which were made with silver for its reflective qualities. Question six. What 1927 musical was the first talkie film? It was, of course, The Jazz Singer. It probably says something about humanity that the first time we got a chance to hear someone on film speak, we instead made them sing. The answer is now for round two, literature. Question one, we asked you. Ernest Vincent Wright's 1939 novel Gatsby is famous for being written without a what? It was written without the letter E. The letter E does not feature in any word inside the book. Except, obviously, the author's name. But he was kind of, hands were tied in that one. Question two. Which playwright and author was twice awarded for his work with the French Resistance during the Second World War? The answer is Samuel Beckett. Question three. The 50 Shades of Grey novels were originally written as fan fiction of what young adult series of books? The answer is Twilight. Yep, so they just replaced the vampire with a capitalist, and really it was all exactly the same. Question four. Which work, adapted from a work by novelist Agatha Christie, is the longest continuously running play in history? It is The Mousetrap. Question five. The Bard is the nickname for which playwright and poet? The answer is William Shakespeare. Question six. The novel 1984 was published in what year? It was, of course, 1949. Our last round of the quiz today, round three, science, nature, and technology. Question one. St. Valentine is the patron saint of love, beekeepers, and what brain disorder? Question one. St. Valentine is the patron saint of love, beekeepers, and what brain disorder? Question number two. Mary Ward was a scientist, an author, and an artist, but she is more often remembered as the first person to die as a result of what in 1869? So we want to know, what did scientist, author, and artist Mary Ward die as a result of in 1869? Question three. Pogonophobia is the fear of what? Pogonophobia is the fear of what? Question four. What name is given to a group of flamingos? What name is given to a group of flamingos? A murder of crows? A fleet of ships? What is a group of flamingos? Question five. What does Moore's Law describe? So what is Moore's Law? Question six. What is the definition of a calorie? What is the definition of a calorie? The answer is now for round three, science, nature, and technology. Question one, we asked you, St. Valentine is the patron saint of love, beekeepers, and what brain disorder? It is epilepsy. Question two, we asked you, Mary Ward, the scientist, artist, and author, is often remembered as the first person to die as a result of what in 1869? She is the first recorded death in a motor vehicle accident and landed underneath it as it drove. Question three, pogonophobia is the fear of what? It is beards. Question four, what name is given to a group of flamingos? It is, of course, a flamboyance. A flamboyance of flamingos. Question five, what does Moore's law describe? This one was a very tricky one. All technology doubles in power, halves in size, and halves in cost every 2 years. That's why your phones are getting bigger and bigger, more powerful, and also cheaper and cheaper. Question six, what is the definition of a calorie? It is the amount of energy required to raise a milliliter of water by 1 degree Celsius. Well done if you got that one. That brings us to the end of this quiz. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. I know I did. We'll see you all again in 2 weeks' time, and we'll have another regular quiz, quiz number 11. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you soon.
Kevin Street Library Quiz is produced for Dublin City Libraries. The producer is Kieran Hurley. Voice work is done by Chris Nugent and Kieran Hurley. Music and sound effects are provided by Mixkit.co and Zapsplat.com.